First and foremost, I just want to go out and say that I do not condone smoking marijuana just for no reason. I smoke it for a personal reason. I smoke it for my own personal benefits. If you do want to smoke marijuana, I really do suggest that you do have a reason for smoking and not just smoke it just because you want to smoke, because that leads to some other shit that I do not condone. So like I said, if you do are interested in smoking marijuana, I suggest that you find a reason. Maybe it's for health-wise, maybe it's for your body, maybe for your mind. You choose your reason why you want to smoke. Anyways. What is up, y'all? This is your boy, ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. To be honest with y'all, this is like a take two because somebody was mowing their lawn, so I had to wait a little bit, but enough about that. So today is Sunday Motivation. I haven't done one in a minute, so, you know, it's been long overdue, but hey, better late than never, right? And so as y'all can tell from the title, today's topic is about believing in yourself. Like, why is it so hard for us to believe in ourselves as human beings, you know? Like, we've been told since we were little kids that we could do whatever we put our minds to, but yet as we grow older and learn more about life, that belief in ourselves, it like slowly turns to nothing, you know what I mean? Like, since all of us were little, we've been told, oh, put your mind and your work to whatever you want to do and whatever you believe in, and you could achieve that shit. Why do people give that shit up like by the age of 18? Or why do people give that shit up by the age of like 21 or whatever? Is it because of the things that we have gone through? Is it because of the things that people tell us? Or is it that we fell and are afraid of failing even more? I mean, I can't give you that answer because everybody's built different. Like, everybody goes through a number of different things that make them the way they are. Like, for me, like, shit, I've been through so much shit that if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be how I am today. But that's just how my own life turned out. Everybody has their own different routes of life that they take, and everybody has different things that they grow through. But you gotta ask yourself, what has happened in your life that has made you not believe in yourself? Or what has happened that made you just go with the flow and live a life that you don't want to live? I know for a fact that people go to a job that they despise with all their might and anger going to, and yet they continue to go to that job 5 days out of the week, spend a third of their day making some money for themselves while making a lot more for their boss. And despite what you believe, there's always a way out of a job or career that you hate. There always is. You just gotta believe in yourself and find a way out of that. Because no one else is going to do that shit for you. You got to do it for your damn self. Now, there are people who do live this type of life that are perfectly fine with that type of lifestyle. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But once they retire and they don't have a source of income coming in, they dwell on their past and regret some of their choices they made. A lot of the choices that they made. Like, I work as a healthcare aide, and have been for almost like 3 years total. And you could tell the difference between someone who lives a life of regret versus a person who believed in themselves and took chances to make them and their family, put them and their family in a good position in their lives. I personally choose the latter any day of the week. Like, I'm gonna take a chance and believe in myself so that I can make me and my family and my family's family and my family's family family be in a better position in the future. There's always going to be someone to tell you what they think that you should do in certain situations regarding your life. But at the end of the day, who's the one that's making the decision? You're the one that's making the decision, and you got to make that shit on your own. You got to make that decision and face the consequences, whether good or bad. And then if you're going to go through that, then why not just take the chance of something that will make you happy rather than take the easier way out and be miserable for 20, 30, 40 years? I'll never understand that concept. I'm not going to risk my happiness for the safe route. I'm not going to risk my happiness just to live a basic life where I'm going to hate and that I'm going to regret when I'm 50, 60, or 70 years old, you know? Nine times out of ten, that safer route that people always take, it leads to a life of unhappiness, man. Let me give you all some personal experience. I've worked in so many different places, man. Like, worked so many different jobs, from working at Walmart to working at freaking as a healthcare aide, working at Food for Less, working at just like at different places, bro. And even when I got to a position that I was getting paid the most out of my life, like I was getting paid like at least like what, like $3,000 a month or whatever. That still, like, that didn't make me happy because that's not what I wanted to do. That's not what I wanted to do. And I'm like, nah, bro, this ain't for me. This isn't it. So I'm just like, nah, I had to, like, really think about my shit. Like, really think about how I wanted to live my life. And if I wanted to do it a certain way, then I had to make some sacrifices. Now, I'm not going to say that all the decisions that I made were perfect, because trust me, this time last year, it was not a great place for me, but I've gone through that, and I'm proud and happy that I did go through that. You just gotta believe in yourself and chase that dream and or goal that you have. You just gotta believe in yourself. Like, believing in yourself is gonna make your whole life like just a different period. Like, you'll start to notice things differently. You start to notice patterns differently. And the worst thing that could possibly happen is if you believe in yourself and chase a dream that you want, that you truly want, is you fail and learn from your mistakes. Isn't that what life is about? Life is about, like, trial and error. You try it out. If it works, cool it. You keep it pushing and you go to the next level. If it doesn't work out, figure out what went wrong, fix that up, and try again. Get back up and fall down, get back up, try again. Simple as that. Now, I know it's easier said than done, but I mean, what other choice do you have? Like I said, working a 9-to-5, working a regular job for 20, 30, 40 years, there's nothing wrong with that. Go ahead, do your thing. If that's how you think that you want to live your lifestyle, and if you feel like you're going to accomplish what you want to accomplish, by all means necessary. But But you can't be just going to your 9-to-5 job and not being happy and being miserable and try to blame others for the things that you're doing. You gotta believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you'll be in a different frequency than others. And that shit, people can tell once you walk into a room. Like, I know that my energy when I walk into a room, people feel that shit. I know 100%. No one can tell me that it doesn't, because even my girl sees it, bro. Even people that I know, they see it. So, like, you just gotta make yourself, you just gotta believe in yourself and just do your thing. Just hustle, grind. It'll come eventually. You just gotta have that faith in yourself. Faith over everything. Like, I'm not religious, but faith over everything, man. If you don't have faith in yourself, or you don't have a faith in the things that you do, you ain't gonna get to anywhere. You ain't gonna get nowhere. So, my advice, that's the motivation for today, but my advice, don't take the safe route. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. That's like one of the best advice I've ever heard in my life. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. Because once you're comfortable with being uncomfortable and you're in an uncomfortable position, you won't get phased. But anyways, that's about it. But yeah, that's about it. That's all I gotta say today. So, thank you for checking back into the Nigger Room. This is your boy AB. Y'all know I always appreciate you for hopping into the Nigger Room. And lay out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.